the poems were usually given to him by somebody, some of his friends who were literary people and read a lot and therefore knew of new trends or appearances by publishers and so on. And then they would think of him, who was always in need of this and could so easily be stimulated. It needed not much. He was always wanted to compose. And so some friend gave him this book, and he immediately set about to compose it. And it could have been that at that time, since his father was a member of the Merchants Singing Academy, and they were, so to say, the brothers were both singers. And so there was an outlet for him where he knew that he could get performance, because the conductor of the singing academy, a man by the name of Julius Katai, was very impressed with Eric and liked his music very much, and usually performed it, what he brought to him. And so he immediately performed this.
Now, this was a vocal group that was part of a tradesman's guild, or
Like this. And it meant a great deal to the father. It was, so to say, his lives. And his sons would kind of kid him. They would kid him about it. And, you know, he was so simple. He was almost a simpleton. He would believe everything. So they would say, "Today I met Mr. So-and-so, and he said you will be expelled from the singing academy." "Oh, what have I done? How come?" You know, and he was just beside himself, you know, when they told him that it was just a joke. But you can imagine when they made these jokes that this was a very important thing to him.
Yeah.
He loved it. And so the singing academy did it. And I think the first performance, if I'm not mistaken, was in the Burggarten, which was a beautiful setting for it, because I think you have seen the Burggarten.
Yes, I have.
It's next to the big castle and a very beautiful garden, and in the evening, summer evenings are so lovely. And I remember it was at a time when I was just friends with Eric, that nothing started between us yet, and I was in Reichenau, and with my parents, because it was around the Whitsuntide.
Oh, yes.
And I went in with the train and left earlier, just in order to hear that concert, because our circle was really very much taken with Eric. It was all very important to us.
And as at this premiere, I gather it was part of a festival week, or perhaps you could explain a little bit about this Musikfestival.
Yeah, Vienna was always a music city, and then I really don't know the historical context and who had the idea, but this Festwochen idea developed. And in May and June, was festival time in Vienna. And especially a lot of Singvereins came from Germany before the Hitler period started. And they performed there with their singing groups, because all over Germany you have these singing groups. That was is a very typical German thing, to belong to a singing academy.
Yes.
The teachers have their singing group, you know.
They have men's and women's and mixed.
Mixed and everything, And it's a way of life there. And so it was really a very fine performance there in the Burggarten. It was something, an achievement, so to say, that he was happy about.
And
it was done with orchestra.
As far as you know, this was certainly one of his earliest choral ventures, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I think it was this song, Out of the Cycle. It was this song that Fritz Kramer always told me about before I knew Eric.
Oh,
and he was
so
fond of that song and thought it was marvelous, and told me about it a great deal, and then thought I should meet Eric.
Yes, well, there were three components ultimately in this group of choruses.